Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, that's right. It is Dom time. Boy, you miss a day, you miss a lot. Yesterday, a lot of action, a lot more today, and a lot of big questions coming out of this. The latest that I've seen from a couple of news sources with the terrorist attacks, the Vegas guy, according to two sources, was still an active duty Green Beret. Just think about this. Again, I want to talk today not just about the FBI, they're public enemy number one, pun intended, but the military. Colonel Alan West will be here at 2 o'clock. You know, I know this, the terrorist in New Orleans, whatever the FBI says, has been out of the military for a while. But what is going on in the military? The FBI, we know what's going on. They're screw-ups. They're politically correct. They're weaponized against American citizens and Trump people. But anything else, nothing to see here. Here's a couple of thoughts, though, coming off all this. We know, at least by many news sources, that both terrorists spent time at Fort Bragg. They were there contemporaneously. Now, it's a big place. We don't know if they interacted. Also, there have been reports that the second Trump assassin, the attempted assassin, visited Fort Bragg during that period a lot. Now, no connection has been made with them yet. But isn't it curious? Do you remember Fort Hood? I remember Fort Hood as if it were yesterday. Major Hassan in the military. Everybody afraid, because he was a Muslim, to bring up his radicalism until he shot up the place, killing, was it 14 or 15 people? The military at the upper levels has to be cleaned out. And Mike Waltz was on Fox and Friends this morning, and he made a good point. I'm getting the sound on this so you can hear it, but Waltz, who was, is Waltz an Army Ranger or Green Beret, one or the other, and will be appointed the National Security Advisor and be an all-time great, I think, brought up the point that this, now more than ever, indicates to show strength, he said, that the Trump nominees ought to be passed on so we can get rolling. Now, I don't know quite about that the terrorists will look at it. But I will say this. Looking down the road, one of the repercussions of this with the FBI is that we need Kash Patel in there. And this should strengthen, if you can strengthen, these weasels who are Republican senators. Isn't this more proof of exactly what kind of disruptor is needed to get into the FBI, overturn what's going, expose what has gone on, and clear out maybe even a lot more people than we thought? I can't confidently say anything positive about the FBI. I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, the obligatory, not the people out in the field. I'm sure that's still relatively true. But you know what? The whole organization is not coming anywhere near its mission of protecting Americans. On top of that, the police at the upper levels and their nonsense and the mayor in New Orleans, well, you know, we haven't gotten the protective screens that were supposed to come up out of the street, even though I saw some were operational in New Orleans. We're getting there. I'd like to go back and see how much money and when they started with that. And this notion, and we have plenty of sound of it today, that, well, you know, several of these Democrats, one of whom was one of the leaders in the Harris campaign in New Orleans, saying, well, you can't prevent everything. My God, stop it. Don't say that on a day with 15 plus Americans dead and two attacks happening on the same day with people that were both in the military and happened to be at Fort Bragg. Do not say that. Do not go down this path. It's a fair statement to say that the FBI has gotten so far off mission, they're not even close to preventing this stuff. In fact, the New York Post has a great piece today of how they got to the house of the alleged terrorist in New Orleans prior to the FBI arriving. They beat him there. They were camped out, waiting their arrival. How in the world does that happen? Well, when you are a screw-up organization at this point, distracted by wanting to go against people just exercising their religious freedom, like Mark Houck, or people that are exercising their religious freedom by going to a Latin mass and you're all over them, or just basically parents riled up at school board meetings, then maybe you're not going to care. And maybe you think, well, we're not going to get into trouble for that because we're supposed to overlook the terrorist among us. I can understand playing the Sugar Bowl game, not playing the Sugar Bowl game last night. There were still any number of things afloat. The FBI now apparently says there are no co-conspirators in Bourbon Street in New Orleans. I don't know how much to bank on that with the FBI. But okay, for now. But certainly playing it this afternoon or tonight is definitely the right thing to do. I'm not going to say the line, oh, if we don't play the Sugar Bowl, the terrorists have won. But I would say that moving forward with our lives is what we have to do with the maximum of protection, the maximum of scrutiny and profiling. Yeah, profiling. You're going to see, as often happens with both of these guys, there were signs. It's never that I remember in my experience that people didn't see things that were wildly amiss. I'm not saying they thought they were going to go and start shooting people. Sometimes it appears to be that way, that people actually said that. But there's no mechanism here by the FBI and others to be all over this stuff. That's their job. And it's hard to say, give them more people. That's what they need, given what they've done. Does this strengthen the hand of Kash Patel to get through the nomination hearings? Now, I don't know. Maybe a bridge too far by Walt saying, well, what this does is it proves we have to put all these nominees for Trump through very quickly in order to show strength. That's a position, yeah. But with Kash Patel, this is a clear card. And we're going to have to deal with Murkowski and the Wobbler from Maine and maybe one or two of these other Republican senators. Are we going to have to deal with them just to get even with Trump stopping something like this? Now, this calls for disruption with the FBI, an intervention of the highest order. We knew it, but you're just seeing evidence. I'll play for you in a moment the woman who was the agent. And if you witness that news conference when she said, no terrorism here, they never know anything. It's like the drones again, which are surfacing. They don't know anything about it, but they know it's not bad. It's not terrorism. And if you watch that news conference, did you see how Senator Kennedy from Louisiana got in front of her and took up the whole range? He wasn't going to put up with the nonsense of this FBI mouthpiece telling us no terrorism here. How would they know that early on, particularly when this crawled with terroristic intent? Well, they didn't, but that's what they're always going to say, and that's what she was going to say. And then they cover up, and they're not going to talk, and the public is in the dark about what's happening here. Meanwhile, Biden, of course, again, counting down the days, can we make it to the finish line with this guy? Even for the Bidens, this is amazing what's playing out here. All right, let me give you the phone lines. It's 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. It's AT&T and Verizon Wireless. all that you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. And yes, there are some people in New Orleans saying, well, we ought to push it back some more days. No, that's not right. That's not, I could see yesterday. It was still a fluid situation, knowing about other co-conspirators and a lot of unknowns. Okay, but by today, this afternoon, they're right to play the game. All right, let me give you the side question. I got a lot of sound I'll play for you coming up at 855-839-1210. Does this strengthen Cash Patel? Does this tell us that terrorists haven't gotten the memo, we're tired of fighting the war on terror? The obvious element of the religion, again, radicalizing. And again, how many years have we said this? Since 9/11 or before? We're not saying everybody. We are saying, though, an astounding number of people are radicalized. And the religion of Islam is the point that seems to help in inordinate numbers with the radicalization. People turn to this in one way or another, and then we see what we're seeing play out here. And the FBI is just not even undependable. They are a national disgrace throughout this, so we can't rely on them to break these things up and get to the bottom of them. Or are you in the camp that says, now, come on now, Dom. If they want to do it, they can do anything. You can't prevent it. They only had a police car blocking. That's how he was supposed to get by. We block things even here in Philadelphia. And New York does it right with trash trucks and other heavy-duty vehicles that he wouldn't have been able to get by. Why just put a cop car there that he could graze kind of and get by? Because they're not to be taken seriously. They're just not. They're not going all out. They're not skilled enough up and down the line to protect Americans. That's what the verdict is. We're not going to accept throwing up our hands and saying, well, stuff's going to happen. And it's not terrorism when the guy blows up a Tesla in front of a Trump hotel, Elon Musk, Trump. There's not that connection. Now, whether these two guys were plotting together, there's an awful lot of dots here. Both at Fort Bragg, both military, etc. 855-839-1210, you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210 to get on board. All right, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Here's a side question today. We've had some good ones this week. Hit us with a headline you hope to see in 2025. I'll give you a couple of mine. Krasner defeated badly. I'll accept just Krasner barely defeated.
As long as it says Krasner defeated in the tagline, yeah, that's all that matters.
That's it, yes. War in Ukraine settled. I'm not going to add anything more. I'm not going to put stardust on it. Just war in Ukraine settled. That would be enough for 2025. Then we move forward. All right, so you can hit us with yours. Give me a headline you'd like to see at least once. It could be sports. It could be pop culture. It could be anything. Hit me with one of those. Henry, do you have one?
Yeah, I'll take the obvious one right off the board immediately, which would be Eagles win the Super Bowl. I mean, okay. We're all hoping for it, obviously. But, before anyone calls in and goes, oh, I'll take it off the board. And then the other one I'd like to see is Jake Paul fights someone close to his own age octogenarians or okay. You know, whoever it may be. How about fight someone who's in that 20-30 year old range, huh, Jake?
Okay. All right, so hit us with your headline at the end of your call. And where are we now? Well, it seems to be the prevailing thing out there is no co-conspirator in the New Orleans. I can't explain those IEDs. That is not determined. But I told you that it's awful curious. They both had trucks, both Tesla. They both used this company where you buyer the car of someone else. The company said, well, we didn't see any red flags. The startling thing, if true, is the Vegas guy, according to two media reports I just saw in the last 5 minutes, is an active duty Green Beret. So, again, what the heck's going on in the military? Now, anything can happen. I know all that. But you would think the level of scrutiny, because I never buy into this idea that nobody knows anything, nobody shows anything. It was all a mystery. It just doesn't happen that way. It's that people seem paralyzed to act. There's no gain in it. Major Hassan, Fort Hood, was a classic example. They saw this guy, and he murdered us. And this guy murdered us, Americans. And he wasn't stopped. And the FBI has no shame in it. Here's the money shot. This is the initial report. Yes, this is cut 15. Here is the FBI special agent says the New Orleans event is not a terrorist event.
Kirkpatrick said, we'll be taking over the investigative lead for this event. This is not a terrorist event. What it is right now is there improvised explosive devices that was found, and we are working on confirming if this is a viable device or not. As Chief Kirkpatrick said, we're asking everyone to stay away from Bourbon Street, specifically from Canal Street to St. Anne. That is my ask. Once again, stay away from Bourbon Street, Canal Street, all the way to St. Anne until we can figure out what is going on. Our goal is to provide you additional information at the 11 a.m. press conference.
Not a terrorist event. They always know that, though. It's not a terrorist event. The drones, there's nothing here, nothing to worry about. We don't know anything else, but we know that. Based on what? Based on that's just what they're going to do, particularly when someone of the Muslim faith is involved. They're going to say that and hope we all go away. Isn't another holiday coming up where we could distract him with that? Is St. Patrick's Day here? President's Day? Something. We need another holiday. The drones thing still surfacing, by the way. Still ongoing. Got a lot more sound, too, not just from the FBI, but from all kinds of people out there. Would love to hear from you, though. Am I expecting too much here? Or is this just another humiliating indictment of the FBI, of certain elements of the police at the upper level there in New Orleans, the mayor, the infrastructure, the governor, is appalling there in Louisiana. And New Orleans had trouble, if you remember, with the big hurricane and all that. It's an ill-run city, by and large. Just not good. And the expectations of the Biden administration. How many more days until inauguration? You know, I think it's worth it to have it out and to just continue to say the 25th Amendment ought to apply here. They're so arrogant, so going through the motions, so putting at risk the country. I mean, China reportedly hacked the Treasury Department recently. On and on it goes. We're asking for something even worse than this. That's what they read into it. I'm not saying Waltz is right, just willy-nilly everybody that Trump nominated, but I am saying that Kash Patel could not be more strengthened, that the FBI needs just a disruption like they've never seen before. I can't even tell anymore how many are even competent marginally there. It is a DEI citadel. They're antagonistic at the upper level, at least, to the American citizens that are conservative / religious / MAGA. They look the other way on everything that's more progressive, Muslim, etc. They are humiliating themselves, though. They're arrogant. Maybe they don't even get the humiliation of how bad this is. How would they restore their reputation? They can't do it without someone like a Patel that would completely disrupt this, expose all that has happened, and put people in place who see it differently. The current infrastructure of this at so many levels, first thing I would try to get would get Kash Patel on and say, go after the Richmond office, please, the ones that were surveilling Catholics going to Latin masses. How widespread was that across all this? Every one of them there is suspect to me. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. Yesterday, as we were mourning, looking at Americans just killed, just being out there in Bourbon Street, the mob was blocking traffic coming out of the woodwork in New York to celebrate New Year's Day. and to talk about celebrating their martyrs, a.k.a. those who were trying to kill us and did. Also talking about Intifada. Also talking about the new year of revolt against the United States. There's only one solution, Intifada Revolution, they chant it. All right? So I would say it's a fair thing, at least with the leadership of these groups, that if you were in law enforcement, you might want to be paying more attention to them. You might want to be infiltrating this. You might want to be trying to listen to people that are getting agitated around this. Now, they have every bit of a First Amendment right to say this, but if you're supporting Hamas, should that not be a warning sign here? Should that be something that people want to know about? Should that not be something that if you're in a position, like I mentioned to you way last week, of the University of Penn Law School librarian harding Hamas on their on her Facebook page? They ought to talk to her about that. In other words, if you were a Jewish student there, how would you feel about that? Are there certain things that when you're endorsing in this manner that you are protected by the First Amendment, but this is something that people should push back and challenge, particularly after murdered Americans? This is the response. Indicative again of we have ample numbers of people that hate the country, hate Jews, hate the Christian faith. And what is it that allows this religion, the Muslim religion, to be in numbers that seem to be disproportional, to be used to radicalize people? And I'm still waiting to see any more news if these guys cross paths, both veterans at Fort Bragg, now Fort Liberty. We'll talk about that with the great Colonel Alan West. And you know, the point under General Milley, everybody in the world was seen as a white supremacist in the military, and there may be some, without a doubt. But how are we seeing this kind of radicalization right in front of us? And that this guy is the guy with the Tesla thing, according to news reports, is active duty Green Beret. That's, you know, how small of a group that is. There wouldn't be any warning signs. He just decides to use the same rental company, the same thing, a truck, Tesla, and blow it up in front of a Trump building, a hotel in Vegas. That's a lot of coincidences, a lot of box that were missed. And you're going to see they did miss some coming up. Why? Is it just incompetency? Is it impossible? Here is one of the people that helped Joe Biden, then helped Kamala Harris. I forget if he was a chairman or assistant chairman, something like that. Here is Mitch Landrieu, a Louisiana boy, right? And his position to get away with this is cut six, is these things are almost impossible to stop.
Those agencies from the federal to the local can coordinate to make sure that that is going to be a safe and secure event.
Yeah, well, look, you've been in New Orleans many, many times, as have so many other people. I mean, one of the great wonders of New Orleans is that we have 30,000 hotel rooms within about a 35-square block area. So lots of people are walking all over the place all of the time. It can't be overstated that this particular individual wanted to kill a lot of people. And when that happens, that's very, very hard to protect against. But there are secure perimeters they can put in place. As I said, when the Super Bowl will be here, that's what they call a Tier 1 event. So the security measures will actually be broader. But between, I think, tonight and tomorrow night, all of the federal officials, the state officials, the local officials are working hard to make sure that this, the perimeter is secure. Unfortunately, when you have such a heinous act and a cowardly act by somebody like this, they're almost impossible to completely and totally prevent. But there are measures that you can take clearly to make it harder. And I know that they're working on that as we speak.
What a loser. What an outright loser. I just gave you one. And that is, you don't use the police vehicle they had there blocking part of Bourbon Street. You use trash trucks. You use something bigger. You use something you're not going to move, that you can't brush against and still find some space to keep going. You put the bollards up. I'm not sure why they didn't have that. And they have these hydraulic devices that put up screens in the street. Some of them were saying, well, that's only meant to be a traffic device, not to prevent any of this. And this guy prattles on. Heinous. Heinous, I tell you. It's heinous. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do at the end of the day? I mean, isn't it obvious that this would be a prime event, someone, after what we've just seen in Germany? No. At the upper levels of the police department, city government there, they don't know what they're doing. They don't care that much. Would New York City have prevented this? Yes, they would have. Yeah, that's the difference. They're capable. These people are not. And telling us repeatedly, well, what are you going to do? If they want to do it, what are we going to do? Well, then we start to take a look at what measures do we have to use to surveil, to ferret out these people. We have to have a debate about, are we going far enough when we have some evidence of this? What's the line between protections of their freedoms versus those that want to kill us? And many times it comes out to exactly that. The FBI, not good at their job, not drilling down on this. Probably too many people distracted by too many nonsense, too many DEIs, like the woman who said, no terrorism here, nothing to see. Alrighty, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. Hit us with a headline you'd like to see in 2025, okay, as we move forward this week. A headline you'd like to see. It could be in sports. It could be in pop culture. It could be in any of that. And is it expecting too much to stop this, to stop what happened here by one means or another? Maybe the one in Vegas, harder to stop. Still amazed, this guy's active duty Green Beret. You just don't get a Tesla, go in front of the Trump Hotel, and blow yourself up. By the way, apparently that vehicle withstood the shock of the blast. I think very little glass was even broken. Now, seven people were hurt, but it was mostly contained inside the vehicle, which is kind of course, it was a fireball. We had an engineer call in the other day and talked about some of the design flaws of Tesla, but on this one, I have to say, somehow or another, it prevented a bigger disaster. So if you go in with an attitude, well, you know, we can't prevent all this, so what the hell? Then you're not going to. You need people that are driven here. And I think a guy like Kash Patel heading up the FBI is going to move heaven and earth. That would be a great legacy to get them back on track. Because right now, they're shameful. They're humiliating how ineffective they are. But they're good at one thing. Threatening you, if you're the average American, coming after you. They're good at that. They're weaponized. But the real threats that are out there, same thing with the upper levels of the military. I'm going to talk to Colonel Alan West, who's a colonel, about that at 2 o'clock. I'm not sure if he was at Fort Bragg, but I know he was at Fort Hood. And we see this play out again and again and again. And I know media are looking to see if the second Trump attempted assassin actually did go to Fort Bragg quite a bit. Now, I'm not saying these maniacs cabal together and all, but it's kind of curious how this connection is there. And there are too many boxes between these two guys to make me believe that there's not some connection. Just a whole array. Are they all coincidences? Possibly. But we want them investigated. We want them run down. And I have little faith in whatever the FBI concludes because we know what their attitude is. All right, hit me on the side question too. More calls coming up on this. And boy, yesterday I was stunned at how blatant your Philadelphia Eagles are about not getting what sports is really all about. And apparently a lot of people in Philadelphia are just as clueless. Mike Sielski writing in the Inquirer today, I agree with. He's on the weekends on WIP. He says one of the major things about sports is a moment that people remember, a moment sometimes involving a record, something extraordinary going after that. Just to say we're not, and that's it. Wow, they are something, really. And I hear people calling WIP as I'm traveling yesterday. One guy, Saquon Barkley's selfish. social media has made everybody selfish. And Barkley, and also his family particularly, have more than just suggested. They actually, now he said, yeah, my mind's back now, the goal, the Super Bowl. But initially, they said, yeah, I mean, he wanted to play and he still wants to play and that's what he wanted to do. What the heck has happened to sports where something this fundamental? Silski's right, in his own way, writing about moments, writing about things that we'll remember. They're not going to be pushed around by a bunch of people that just think, Super Bowl, if you just step on that field, you're a dead man. All right, we'll get into all of it, but 855-839-1210. Watching any breaking developments, imagine an active duty Green Beret being involved, according to news reports, in that fireball in Vegas. That ought to just shock us. That seems hard to believe. 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Today's side question. Don't wait till the end. We have Dave McCormick at 235 today. Senator-elect. Ask him about this, his military background, the terror attack. He knows the committees he's sworn in tomorrow. And we'll see what the vibe is, particularly on all these Trump nominations, all that happening. Egg prices in California now have reached $9 per dozen. Now, of course, they're going to bird flu. Here we go with another crisis. And I'm not dismissing anything. I want proactive people to be on top of it, not just dismiss it. But we're not going to go down the path of the virus, the coronavirus again. We're just not going to do it. And $9 per dozen. It's not just that. It's what Biden has done. This is the symbol, the egg. What this moron, and he always has been, it's not just the cognitive decline, and Dr. Jill Biden's policies, I believe, that are percolating here, that have resulted in this. And can we get to Inauguration Day? Now, on the 19th, President Trump is holding a rally in Washington. I'm all on board with this. It's a Make America Great Again victory rally. And in essence, we're doing that, and I'm proud of it, the station, at the NAC, Newtown Athletic Club. We want you there with us again, part two. Remember, we were there before to celebrate and to witness again on the 20th. Trump taking the oath of office to talk about it. You'll have a chance there. We'll have a mic for you, et cetera. We had food and drink the last time. We'll have that again, thanks to Jim Worthington. There's nothing wrong with Trump holding a rally the day before. Here's why. Because on the day of, the average person is shut out pretty much. Look, I've been there covering the Obama first time around. And you're not going to be able to pay with, you know, for all these inside celebrations, etc. And it's a difficult day to get around. Trust me, very difficult. So this is the day before, and it'll be a rally at the arena there, the Civic Arena, pre-inaugural rally on January 19th. It'll be at the Capital One Arena in the nation's capital, according to CBS News and others now. Nothing wrong with that. And I think Trump is showing he's taken the reins of office on the 19th by rallying people and talking again, amplifying exactly what he plans to do. I mean, I don't understand, you know, in any way, shape, or form. It allows people to be part of the moment, celebrate with the real core. Now, one problem, though, and I'm not ignoring this as much as I'm on board with this and the Trump nominees. Here's President Trump at, I don't know if this was New Year's, it probably was New Year's Day more than New Year's Eve. He was asked, this is cut 14, he was asked about his position on visas, HB1, etc. And again, this takes us back to what we've been talking about for the last 10 days. Here's what President Trump said.
Why'd you change your mind on H-1B visas?
I didn't change my mind. I've always felt we have to have the most competent people in our country. We need competent people. We need smart people coming into our country. We need a lot of people coming in. We're going to have jobs like we've never had before.
But sir, you said you changed your position.
You plan to go to the Carter funeral next?
All right. right. So, again, with the smart people, enough already. I don't care if it's Trump. Neither should you. Are you in my camp in this, or are you just going to say whatever he says? That's it. I like what he's doing over here, so shut up about that. No, no, we're still on this. This is ridiculous. And it's Vivek Ramaswamy who's the most insulting, beyond insulting. And it's Elon Musk that they're going to push this. They're not going to back away. Now, again, I'm not saying that we have to say, oh, okay, so that means they're out of the family business. You know, we're going to go down that path. Not saying that at all. What I am saying, though, is they cannot win on this. This is anathema. This is against my understanding, any understanding of any reasonable person of America first. And we said this forever, but particularly last week, that means Americans first. It means American workers, not just those in steel mills. It means American workers who might be IT or whatever they might be. It means you are great, right? Whatever the other side says, and apparently what Elon Musk says. And where do we need these people? The only argument that we could buy after all this, look, there might be a few extraordinary people here and there, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. How many of them a year that are better than anybody I can find in America? Just give me a little bit of budget part-time here, buddy. I'll find them because this is America. And I'm sick and tired of hearing from it, and I'm hearing from Trump say this. Are you? This cuts to the core of this nonsense. Well, we need smart people from around the world. America first means Americans first. So if we need all these, quote, smart people from around the world, it must mean we don't have enough smart people in America. Sadly, some people listening, I haven't gotten many, they buy into that. Well, you know, don't. We've been through this how many times? Look at the population of this country. Don't cite to me, well, look at the scores in reading and math in the public schools. Granted, who speaks out against that more than I have in all my time in talk radio? Come on, give me a break. But we also have the other America that is still incredibly hardworking, smart, driven. That's why we're America, buddy. We didn't suddenly lose that. No, we don't need these people en masse. You have to prove to me on a case-by-case basis, we need these people in anything, in any way, shape, or form. Prove it. I'm not buying it. You can't just say, oh, we need smart people here, as the president did again. This is still that Musk thing. Now, maybe to some of you, it's not a big deal. You know what the bargain is. All right, we're going to stop all these people coming across, killing Americans, taking American jobs from the border south. We're going to do that, but you're going to let us run amok with all this smart people stuff. I read a great column over the weekend, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, of the woman writing, Susie Weiss, her name is, the benefits of sleepovers. Stop going off on crazy stuff, Vivek Ramaswamy attacking sleepovers. You want to have kids, all they do is math Olympiads, knock yourself out. We're going to beat you from the end because we're the United States of America. And that's just it. India's not beating us. The third world's not beating us. They're not. We still have it. Does that mean significant numbers of American, it's not dreadful, their skill set? Of course we know that. But despite all that, we are it. We don't need these people en masse. Can we all agree on that? And you tell me where I'm wrong. Are you afraid because it's President Trump saying it too? Stop the spin. No. This is not America first, because America first, the subhead there, is American workers first. And the last time I looked, there's a lot of STEM people. There's a lot of people that are incredible that are Americans. I don't even want legal immigration at this point. Hit the brakes for a while. We've so screwed it up. And this mentality is getting away with. Again, I don't care that it's President Trump. He, more than anybody, should not be enunciating this. He ought to be saying, no, I'm not going to be on board with this. Why is he not? Now, you could argue, well, he's always thought this. I don't know if that's worse or he's moving toward the Musk position. But either way, I'm not looking past this. And no Republican worth their salt ought to go along with this. And I'll debate any one of them anywhere at any time because it's fraudulent what they're saying. I don't even think they know what they're saying. They get away with it a bit, but not if we push back effectively. And I just gave you the most effective arguments you're going to get on this. And it is insulting. All right, side question. Give us the headline you'd like to see. Think a little bit outside the box, okay? Maybe not something just obvious. That's what we're looking in any walk of life. Here's how you do it. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone, live and local. Breaking developments. Boy, the station sounded great yesterday. Usually on holidays, you don't hear that. We had full coverage up and down the line as all these things were developing, and we'll continue to do that. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Now, here's Mike Waltz, who I know pretty well, met several times, interviewed him in a spin room, interviewed him 10 times over the years. Great military guy, great intelligence, national security guy. He was on Fox and Friends, and here's what he said about what this does or should do with the Trump nominees, the terrorist attacks.
Well, number one, that external plotting versus internal radicalization, how that happened. Number two, I find it an amazing coincidence, but I don't think it is a coincidence that you had two attacks renting from the same site, both veterans, that you could have a more radicalized and broader cell. Don't forget you also had an Afghan that was stopped from making Election Day attacks. So this is why getting President Trump's cabinet in is so important. Mm-hmm. We need Governor Noem at DHS. We need Kash Patel at FBI. We need Pete Hegseth at DOD. This is an across the government look. Marco Rubio at State, and of course Ratcliffe at CIA and Gabbard, Tulsi Gabbard at DNI. That has to be in place day one, guys, because this is a moment in transition of vulnerability, and President Trump is going to project because he is a leader of strength. The narrative that we project on day one will be just important, and that's having our people in place.
Yes, and my take on that, my spin out of that is this is going to help someone like Kash Patel and maybe the others here, because these Republicans, the Murkowski, the Collinses, there's two or three others. That's what this depends on, to get these people confirmed and to move forward with this, he's right, so that on day one, we're ready to go in these key positions. And the FBI is probably more important than any of them after what we've seen play out. Not a terrorist attack. Isn't this, on a grander scale, exactly the drone thing again? The arrogance, the incompetency, the lack of transparency, but the tyranny when they want to go after you. We've seen it up and down the line here. And we still don't know with the drones. It just goes on. It's maddening to me. It's maddening that as a country, we just can't lock things down here and get answers here. And that's why the FBI is going to be so critical in this. I'm working on trying to get what are the timelines. Tomorrow, we have the vote on the speaker. I'm not sure that it's going to end tomorrow. It could go into the weekend. The Trump endorsement has really helped Johnson. But you only need a few Republicans. I mean, they're going to make it at least three or four rounds of voting, I would think, if we do get Johnson. I like Byron Donalds an awful lot. And I like Byron Donalds. He's a really savvy financial guy. That's his background. I'd rather see Byron Donalds. Now, I don't know, internal with all these guys, how they get along with him. They don't. Jim Jordan has made it clear he doesn't want to be Speaker at this point. Or he doesn't want to cause a ruffle if they come to him because they're deadlocked and say, you got to be the speaker. Maybe that would happen. But as far as it goes at this point, doesn't appear to be. You hear Byron Donald's name. I don't hear anybody else. And God knows what these Republicans, there's a few that are stray that just won't vote for anything at some points. I would predict not going to be first ballot tomorrow, but maybe some point later in the day, or more likely on Saturday, and I'd have to say, I think they're going to go back to Mike Johnson. Is Mike Johnson proven anything yet? Very difficult to say, given how difficult it is with that small majority and several of them that just, you know, there's no unity possible with them. But still, look at what we averted, that 5,000-page book, bill, recently. All right, Nick Sorter is next. Nick is a great investigative journalist, actually on the scenes usually. He was our go-to guy, if you remember, in East Palestine. Remember what happened to that poor town that Biden never visited until he was shamed forever, Mayor Pete? And then we talked with Nick a lot, taking Starlink through the hills of Carolina after that hurricane and the lack of FEMA response, and multiple other things along the way. He's been on top of both the Vegas and the situation in New Orleans. We'll find out where we are now. I'll ask him some of the questions I think you want answered, and we'll take your calls at 855-839-1210. Let me take Dan first, get one on board. All right, Dan, what's the headline you'd like to see in 2025?
Oh, what I really love to see, the headline, Trump builds the wall.
Okay, what's that headline mean, though? He's building more of it, or he's finished it? What do you mean by it?
Oh, he's building it all the way across the border.
Okay.
Completing it. We have to do something. I mean, the country's overrun with illegal immigrants.
All right, so in 1 year, you want the headline to say, essentially, he got the wall built across most of the southwestern United States?
Yes.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Just clarifying, Dan, that's a good one. That's very specific. Why didn't he get it done the first time? Because he miscalculated. You got to start this on day one if you're going to do it. They run out the clock. The hurdles they put in there, Democrats, they're even now refusing to sell back some of the materials for the wall, selling them to people that won't sell them to Trump. It's got to be somebody day to day. Otherwise, they'll stop you. All right, we'll talk with Nick Sorter and your calls at 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.